sometimes I'm listening to a song that I like, and Allie's like, I love that meme. I love that meme. I'm like, this is a song, Allie. She's like, no, that's a TikTok song. That's like on TikTok. I'm like, where do you think TikTok got it? Allie, where does that come from?
Everyone just like stops talking and just Ginger Pale just singing the entire intro.
I knew the song. I knew it.
Go ahead, do it. You won't.
That yeah.
Is, exactly. Welcome, Ginger Pale. Woo! Welcome, everybody, to the Voice Chat Podcast, episode 54. Whew. My name is Maz from The Amazing.
I'm Laddie.
I'm Red Lad and Vera.
And I'm Ginger Pale. Hello.
Wow.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the episode, Ginger Pale. I think before we start, we should definitely shout out everybody on our Patreon and channel members, especially the Sidoni with an O, as well as, oh, I didn't even get to pull it up. I'm a Creepy Cookie, Jason Roop, Storyteller25, and Deke.
Right. Welcome, thank everybody. You, Deke.
So sexy.
Thank you, Deke.
I love Deke.
Only Deke.
I love Deke.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody else. I'm kidding. No, major shout out to you guys. Definitely helping supporting the podcast, especially when it's like a little bit slower now. Okay.
Yeah.
Also want to thank the fan art. Thank you so much for making this cute fan out of us.
Yay. Dude, they're so good.
Appreciate it.
Love it. Wow, that looks great.
It looks so good. And
I can't see it, but oh. I'm sure it looks great.
You can see it. It's right there.
Just put a fan out of Ginger Pale there, like the whoa, one where
those are some Ginger hams. Wow,
like a massive honk.
You know what? Those AI generated images. Can you just like type in like editor? Can you type in like buff man and then like Ginger Pale and then a fusion of them? Pop that up right dude, there.
Dude. You know what's funny? Like, that's so funny you bring that up because I've been obsessed with AI recently. Like, that is definitely something I am all in on. Those AI that makes, the images, they're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the AI that could talk back to you in terms of, like, in full coherent no. sentences and stuff? Terrifying.
Yeah. There was another one, and it's just like, hey, write me a funny story about blank. And it writes you entire scripts. And I was like, you could make yep. an entire video using like backgrounds and like characters is a bit harder, but like you can make backgrounds, a script, and even voices all from AI, and it's really spooky.
Did you, what's
no, dude, I love that.
What's the one animator who goes Cass Vanderpool? What's his name?
Cass Vanderpool.
Yeah. What about it?
He made Jerma made like an AI story, and he read it, and then he made an animation based on that story that he read.
Yeah. Yeah, that
I love that
really
video
funny.
So much.
It was good.
That's so funny. Because I literally love the... I think about making a story about it because I love these weird AI stories. Like, I took photos of them and they're so funny. Like, they asked the AI bot to write them a, like, 4chan green text.
Yeah. I think I know this one. Oh.
They're so good. Like, I every single time I get so happy every time I read it.
I know my favorite one. Have you ever read the Bottomless Pit Supervisor one?
Yeah.
Yeah, because be me, Bottomless Pit Supervisor, in charge of making sure the bottomless pit is, in fact, bottomless. Occasionally I have to go down there and check if the bottomless pit is still bottomless. One day I go down there and the bottomless pit is no longer bottomless. The bottom of the bottomless pit is now just a regular pit. Distress. Ask my boss what to do. He says, just make it bottomless again. I say, how? He says, I don't know, you're the supervisor. Rage. Quit my job. Become a regular pit supervisor. First day on the job, go to new hole. It's bottomless. It's just like, that was made by a computer. And that's like comedy like gold. Computer,
one of my other favorite ones I just said, like, rushed by accident, is like, be me, join a Discord VC, horse starts screen sharing his screen, it's just a black screen, horse, can you see my screen, me, no, it's just black, horse, oh, well, can you hear my audio then, me, yes, horse proceeds to make horse noises for the next hour.
Oh, God.
That's
so
just so stupid. It's literally, it's literally like one of my favorite things right now. I love these AI stuff. I did some research into like how I could get it, because I literally was like, gonna make a video all about this AI stuff. But apparently, you need to like pay to get access to.
Yeah.
Either get paid or you need to like get invited into using them, and it's just like, man.
Get invited. I don't want to
do that. Yeah, make a video about it, and then you'll get invited. There you go.
They're just invited. Like, honestly, they're like perfect like shorts material. I feel like.
Yes.
And have you guys played around with those at all?
Shorts.
Anime shorts.
Like YouTube vertical shorts.
I don't like them
no,
as much.
I haven't done one.
You should.
I feel like you. I wanted to play around with it, but I think YouTube is a little bit undercooked in how they are facilitating the shorts.
Like there's another tab for shorts. That'll be cool because the main upload looks messy and I hate it.
I really don't like that they lump all the shorts with the YouTube videos. It does look really messy.
Originally, I was worried about that too. Like, you click on a channel, and the first thing you do is usually, like, you know, the homepage pops up, and you don't want to see, like, uploads and then see vertical thumbnails and then regular videos together. But they're pretty good. I really like on the homepage, they do have a short shelf. Excuse me. And then they also have, and then your regular videos. And then if they click on, like, the uploads tab, they'll see all of them kind of together. But it's not that bad, but there's a ton of positives to them. Like, obviously, the revenue stuff. They're not for revenue. They're, like, mostly for growth. And they're also just, like, fun change-ups to make. Like, you just get to focus on making something that's, like, 15 seconds long instead of, like, a 6, 10, 15-minute video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really nice. And you can use meme music. You can use copyrighted music for the most part and not get in trouble because of the, you know, the AdSense stuff isn't really a thing on it. There's like, the shorts fun, but, I mean, like, they're for fun. They're for growth. And there's been so many channels that have popped up to like million subs just from doing shorts. Like, there's a guy who just makes ice cream, and it's very nice. He makes good, like, perfect loops, and I really like watching him make ice cream.
Is there any like popular like animators that make specifically just shorts or?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Ice Cream Sandwich tried it out, and he did it on a separate channel. I would recommend you do them on the same channel. I know a lot of people want to split them up because they don't want that look on their channel, but it's helping grow that channel because then you have to use a short to direct people, but these people are used to, like, give me a quick joke. They're not going to listen to, like, a shout-out video, so that's why I recommend you do it on the same. But Ice Cream Sandwich did it. His were pretty funny, and he was just messing around. 2D McNudie, she's more popular on TikTok, but
I love 2D.
Yeah, great.
You upload like the vertical videos. You can do them to like Instagram Reels and then TikTok, and that's the other thing is they're good for posting across different socials.
I think he has like the benefits and pros that I've seen. Just because like I'm in a server with a lot of YouTubers who discuss like the new changes and stuff and whether or not they do it. So one of them, you know, not disclosing their name, they made another channel to make shorts and they got pretty popular with it. Primarily because I think it's more so to do with branding. It's a very like nebulous thing that people are worried about, but it's like if you mix shorts and videos into one page, you no longer have a branding of quality because I think shorts are inherently seen as less quality, right? Just something in your brain that you're just like, this is not a real video, quote unquote. This is a short. And I think if there is this distinction in people's minds, there needs to be then a separate tab for videos, right? It's the same idea as why videos and live streams in one page never worked. It never works because there are inherently different forms of content, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's why they opted to make another channel and they succeeded, but then you obviously have to hassle about literally making another channel. Yeah. Like straight up making another
channel.
That
was the only reason I never left streams unlisted was just because, or sorry, yeah, public. Because if you left them public, it was popping up in between all your videos. People are like, he made an hour long video and it just looked bad. But
yes,
shorts I'm a little more okay with. But I would say if you're already in like a pretty good position on YouTube, you know, try them on a different channel. And it's like a fun outlet and it still encourages growth to your main channel a bit. But when you're first growing, I do think it's good to kind of keep it all in one place. You know, the branding part isn't necessarily like a worry yet. And if you're kind of, you know, hobbying around, you could probably throw them together. But yeah, I see that. It definitely looks like it's a little more all over the place unless you're like perfectly patterning your short uploads with video uploads, but I have like video, yeah, short, yeah, video, short, 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 video.
No, I think that's really good, because the other thing they're also taking into account is that YouTube is pushing shorts like a lot. And yeah, so you can absolutely take advantage of that for sure.
It's really funny. At VidCon, TikTok was like the huge sponsor of VidCon this year.
Yep.
But like you walk into like the place where the expo hall is, and there's just banners for only YouTube shorts. Like, I thought this was the TikTok con.
That's, but okay, not gonna lie, that is kind of baller,
yeah,
though.
Right?
That's like, TikTok is so confident in their ability. They're like, bro, put your YouTube short plaster up, okay? No one's gonna care. Like, that's kind of hard, I'm not gonna lie.
I just don't know. TikTok doesn't feel like it has like a very good, like, unless you're huge, you're not making like, you know, massive amounts of money or anything when you have even like 5 million TikTok followers. Like, there's some sort of ratio there. I don't forget what we all kind of decided on, but there's some sort of ratio of what that is to like subscribers and some sort of value. But I'm sure there's still like sponsors and stuff like that. Like, there's ad placement, but I don't really care too much. It's mostly like, hey, good job, people are making fun things. I just don't want to see people react to like, play this sound at 3 times. Oh my God, my dog died.
I still know nothing about TikTok. I just don't go on there. I just don't.
It's like visual crack.
Dude, it's actually visual. No, seriously, I actually have had to stop using it because it was deteriorating my attention span. Like, and I've noticed that. That's like, it's like genuinely concerning. And I'm like, you know, in my 20s, and that's happening.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine the detriment it's having on children right now. That
I know. That's the scariest part. It's like, cartoons already were fast-paced enough, like, growing up watching, like, 20-minute episodes and things, or, like, SpongeBob cut up into, like, 8-minute, like, plot lines. And I'm like, that's already something that makes you not want to read a book, because I can get a whole story in 8 minutes. But then it's like, now it's, you know, maximum 15 seconds on TikTok. Sometimes they're a bit longer, but for the most part, it's just like, and, like, the humor is deteriorating back to like random XD weird punchlines. It's like a giant inside joke between like people online. So if you don't avidly watch TikTok, like, people come up to you and just say the weirdest things, and I'm like, I don't get it. And they're like, not a TikToker. No, I get it.
I definitely agree.
Like, okay.
I said, like, literally, it's like rotting my brain. I went to like work, and I said to my boss, like, literally the boss of my unit, who's in charge of, like, kidney medicine, I was like, oh, dude, I've been sleeping on that. And she was like, wait, why were you sleeping there? I would randomly just say, like, oh, that's goated, dude. That's pretty goated. And random stuff.
That's the thing. And I'm like, sometimes I'm listening to a song that I like, and Allie's like, I love that meme. I love that meme. I'm like, this is a song, Allie. She's like, no, that's a TikTok song. That's, like, on TikTok. I'm like, where do you think TikTok got it? Allie, where does that come from? We go out to like a fancy dinner, and we're sitting there, and like, you know, we're dressed kind of nice, or we're at like a little, like, you know, speakeasy little bar, and then she's on her phone watching TikToks, and I'm like, dude, come on. Put the phone away.
No, it's actual crack, because like, what's happening now is like, TikTok's also taking over every market. Like, not only is YouTube, Instagram trying to fight TikTok, apparently, right? My brother's 10 years younger, and he's told me, and I've seen YouTube videos about this, where younger generations use TikTok like Google, where they search Googling something.
Oh no!
They search TikTok, like, how to make cake, or how to, like, because now TikTok allows for like infinite time, right? Mm-hmm. They like, younger generation like the video aspect of like instructional videos, so they use TikTok like that.
Can't,
and
you
Google
not
has seen a dip in their search.
Can't you not pause on TikTok though? Or can you pause?
You can pause.
You can pause, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you couldn't.
And you can even rewind,
like,
and scrub, so.
Yeah.
Well, I remember, I don't know where David Dobrik stands in the community. We don't need to get into that. But I remember at the end of his videos, he used to do this really quick flip through a bunch of, like, panels. And it's kind of like, you could do a recipe on TikTok in, like, 3 seconds, where you just have to, like, pause every, like, half second, and it tells you everything. And then I'm like, there's 3 seconds. It's 3 seconds of content. You probably want to stretch it out. I don't know if they have, like, you know, do they have a retention rate or, like, watch time? Does that matter on TikTok? Or is it simply replays?
I don't even know what matters. But I'm going to speak my truth. I definitely have, like, saved recipes on TikTok, and I'm going back to it.
Me too. Yeah, that is one good thing. Ali makes this, like, chili cucumber little, like, salad thing, and it's low in calories, and it's a bomb snack. It's, might I even say it's goated?
Whoa.
Why would you goat on that?
Why would you say that?
Why would you say this to me? But I don't know. TikTok breeds, like, lots of great creators. Like, there's this one, I think he's from the UK, Adrian Bliss or something. And he kind of does this, like, quirky, awkward, like, scenes completely by himself where he's like, okay, they're all in a stomach. And a bunch of food is partying inside the stomach. And then there's, like, a security guard. And he's like, sorry, the party's full. And then it's, like, a cupcake. And he's like, but I'm a cupcake. He's like, oh, you're a dessert. You get to go in the VIP room. And it's a whole skit about having, like, dessert stomach. But he does awesome things. And, like, sometimes there's great creators like that. And I'm like, cool, I'm trying to follow a bunch of those so that my feed is good. But that's the thing, for you, if you accidentally get on a train where you keep watching people, like, do the thing where it's like, play this song at 3 times, 3 little birds sat on a window, and it's just like that same song over and over, is such a headache. Because I'm like, I know, you're not making content.
Yeah.
No, I think that's definitely been the point. I think that's, okay, I'm going to give the devil's advocate here. I think that's only because we're content creators, right? I think it's purely because we're content creators that we're just like, we need content that is actually content, not just like garbage. Whereas I find that regular people who are on TikTok, they love that garbage. They love that stuff. They like literally eat it a million trillion times over. And I don't get it.
Some trends are like good and like everybody does their own take, but it's the ones where it's just you sit in front of it, just blank faced, and then go and like gasp. At one part, and I'm like, I don't get it. Why do you want to watch that over and over? You want to okay, you're gonna watch this middle-aged dad do it, and you're gonna watch this Rush? Hot 20-year-old do it. It's like,
Laddie and Rush. Now you guys need to gasp in front of it. Like that's the entire TikTok.
That's gonna be my whole. I've never like made real TikToks. I'm gonna do that now.
Everything.
The thing is, TikTok also has this layers of irony and post-irony and then meta-irony, where it's like, if you literally gasp, yeah, that's whatever. I love the ones where they're reacting, but they, like, speed up the reaction, and they gasp, they stand up, they do a twerk and dance, and then they, like, sit back down.
Okay,
there's
good stuff. It's like Vine on crack, because you can, like, I love stitching. Oh my god, there's so many good Reddits for, like, stitching
so good.
Of TikToks. Yeah. Like, what's that one where the guy's like, hello, my name is this, and today is my birthday. And he's like,
oh my god, that guy.
And it keeps
this is my girlfriend.
They add like a little Nerf gun on the side, like, their head, and then the legs. Oh, and then police reports, and they're like, a man is holding his girlfriend hostage.
And it's like, Brandon, come out with your hands up. You don't want to do this, Brandon.
Hello, my name is Brandon, and today is my birthday. It's so good. So I like when they build up like that, and then I'm like, okay, thank God, people are still funny and like making good things. I think more good has come out of it. Well, actually, it's just a massive amount of content, but if as long as you're searching, there's way more good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think like the other area is music. I like not only in terms of the music industry, because that's insane. Mm-hmm. Like you want to have a song blow up, you had to get on TikTok.
Yeah. Like wasn't Lil Nas X like got really popular on TikTok in the beginning?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's how it started.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like artists that like musicians that have come from there. Isn't that that's where Bella Porch came from?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's absolutely true.
Who else? I don't know. There's a lot more.
MXM Tune, one of my friends. She's like really big now. Yeah, she's really big now, and I like her songs a lot. So
you know where I realized that this is a problem though, especially with like the attention span thing. Is I was sitting on the plane coming home from California, and it was like every child, teenager I saw around, like just fidgety. Like they don't have their phone. They're like trying to get on the Wi-Fi. There was a kid sitting like across the aisle asking his mom like for the Wi-Fi, because you have to like pay like $20 for the 4-hour flight. And he was like, please, Bob, like, I need to message my friends. I need to, like, I can't download movies. I can't do this. And I was like, it's 4 hours. Take a nap. Like, just chill for a bit.
Kids don't nap, bro. The they attention do not.
Span, mine is terrible. And I can sit there.
You just see them do crack like on the plane.
Yeah. The flight attendants come over and they're like,
give me the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Here, just crack take some is. Crack. That's better.
Listen, this is the Boomer Podcast. Welcome, everybody.
That's so funny. The idea of like offering someone crack because it's better. Like, that's so funny.
Just do crack, please. Don't do just TikTok, do crack, please. Anyways, love TikTok.
No, that's so funny. I think like, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I think it's ruining my own attention span with TikTok and Shorts. I don't know about you guys, but like recently. I haven't played a video game in a long, long time. Like I think Overwatch and a lot of the multiplayer ones don't really count because, you know, it's like they're just always there. The last one I can think of is like Halo Infinite, where I played the campaign, and it was like it was a good time. But I don't know. There hasn't been one that kind of gripped me. And then yesterday, I started playing for the first time a Nier Automata,
the Android butt game.
Yeah, Android butt game? One I've never from heard Square of Enix.
What? Never. I was gonna ask what genre, but genre.
There's so many polygons on the butt area.
Android butt.
Don't worry about it, laddie. Don't worry about it.
What's the elevator pitch for that game? What is that?
All right, so there's an Android,
butts,
right?
Right.
You got me. I'm human. Interested. Okay.
Android butts.
Are they anime Android
and
butts?
And that's the game.
Just in like hours of you just like the camera's not even near you, like straight up in the near the butt.
I'm in.
No, so I was playing the game yesterday and I literally like it was good and the intro is really good, but I don't know, something about it, I was just like, I should do something else. Like my attention was drawn in the middle of playing the video game and I was like, damn, that's bad. I wish I could focus.
Yeah, I got a League addiction still.
Oh, God, still?
Yeah, I still play.
Wow.
So much League of Legends. Dude, League, TFT, they're fun, right? You know, the game's okay.
No, they're not fun.
I
they're
like
the
it.
They're opposite of fun.
And Arcane was amazing. See, if I just say Arcane, does that get you guys going? You like Arcane?
I do like Arcane.
Yeah, League of Legends.
Yeah. No. No.
They're in the same hallway, doors across.
Listen, Alice been playing that game every time I see her.
Yeah, she loves League.
My problem...
Every single time.
With a lot of games, a big problem that's come in for me is because of doing the online content stuff, anytime, we all know this, you don't have time for yourself. That's not a real thing that you can like often take. No. You can't enjoy relaxing. It's just stress and you're like... Well, can this be content? Can this be content? And then I never do anything anyways. But at least multiplayer games, I'm like, I'm spending time like with friends. It's time well spent. But it, just now I've like started forcing myself to like read books for like an hour a day. And like, that's been nice. But even while I'm doing it, when I'm hitting near the end of the hour, I'm like, okay, I can cut out 10 minutes early. I gotta go sit on my computer and like pretend I'm working.
Wiggle my wrist around.
Yeah,
I think that's the thing with like timing yourself for anything, like forcing yourself to do something for a long amount of time, you'll eventually start like really hating doing
it. Yeah,
no, that's definitely true.
I don't know. Yeah. You just need to find new hobbies too, because then it's like, cool, I got my enjoyment in for today. So it's like, try reading, and then what's your guys' like favorite pastime outside of, you know, the art world?
Jaywalking.
That's a good one. That's.
I just can't. When I see a street for hours.
And what exactly
just outside for? Hours.
What gets you going about this?
You know Frogger.
Oh,
he's a really big inspiration in my life.
Yeah,
that was.
I like thievery.
We used to have that in junior high. We'd play human Frogger across like a 6-lane road. It was fun.
Yeah, dude,
I actually did that with swing sets. And not in school. People be swinging and they're like, go max speed. They're like, all right, go. And they would like do the gauntlet and just run through. And then we kick a kid. It'd be great.
We'd be a smarter species if we just, you know, didn't have games like that. Okay, Laddie, Maz, what's your like pastime now? What's your hobby?
Thievery.
Okay. Wait, I see a pattern.
Yeah. No, so I've just been getting into a lot of like random things. Like, I learned how to yo-yo.
Yo-yo, I think I could still do the cradle.
Oh, yeah? Like, I'm like trying to learn walking the dog, but I don't know. It was hard.
Do you have one of those yo-yos that when you flick it down hard enough, it stays down and does the roll?
No.
Do you have a Dave and Buster yo-yo?
I have a Dave and Buster yo-yo that lights up when it goes down.
And it did not break so multiple times.
There's these special yo-yos that, like, do... they're meant for tricks, and when you throw them down hard enough, they have, like a little axle they kind of spin on, so they can stay down for a bit, and then once they start to slow down, that's when it ravels back up. And so those are good for, like, doing all the tricks and stuff. I don't know how it's possible without it, without having the yo-yo just, like, all the way strung out.
Yeah. That's so cool. I've been looking into, like, getting a real, like, official yo-yo, because they look really cool.
That's a good one. And Maz?
Yeah,
I think I'm different, just, like, you know, I'm not like the other creators, because I think I tend to, like, you know, I have a real job outside of things.
True.
And so, like, I find what I do outside of creating and outside of medicine in general, honestly, it's just a lot more medicine. I recently restructured my brain and dopamine, and that's why I haven't, like, been watching videos or playing video games so much. Because I love studying. I literally go home and I will open up a textbook and I just study for hours every day. And that's something I enjoy. Yesterday, I literally studied about, like, how people make pee for, like, an hour and a half. And I literally was like, okay, I need to now get off and play video games. And, like, I literally, like when I told my friend this, they're like, bro, most people around the world, literally, they celebrate when they get people off video games. You're celebrating when you're getting on video games. Like, I had to drag myself towards it. And that was just so funny to me. And that's what I mean, yesterday, as I was playing the game, I was like, man, I could be studying about, like, kidney transplants right now. Yeah. Like, you know,
so you have it in the weirdest way possible.
Yeah, but it's super helpful. So.
Yeah. I mean,
so how do people make pee?
Yeah, how do people make pee?
I'm a really good study also. Me, so.
Yeah?
I'm like, I make more pee than anyone in a day, I'm sure.
Wow.
I should probably go to the doctor for it, but...
Moz is probably going to read about right you. Here.
Yeah. I'm like, case study number one.
You were in his book.
Yeah, flip the page, it's just Devin smiling. Like, thumbs up. That's so funny. No, I'm in, like, kidney medicine recently. I've been doing, like, that for the last few weeks, and so that's, like, all consuming. Kidneys are pretty sick, man. I'm not gonna lie, they're pretty cool.
Am I gonna be okay, Maz? I drink like 8 liters of water a day, and it just flies through me.
Okay, why are you drinking 8? That's so much.
Time is short, Maz.
I've always drank
life
a lot
is short.
Of water. I don't know.
Let me, because y'all are American, like, gallons. Like, let me tell you how much 8 liters is in American. That's 2.1 gallons.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of water.
Yeah, that's a lot of water.
I have this 4 liter water bottle that I fill up twice a day, and I always finish it twice.
Oh, God.
And I feel great. My pee is, like, it's clearer than clear. It emits light.
It's invisible.
Dude, you should even, if it's, like, that clear, there's a reason people say straw colored or lighter. It's not just meant to be completely clear, dude.
No,
like,
it's not. It's emitting light now.
As I'm like,
it's not even liquid anymore. It's just, like, pure brightness.
It starts glowing.
Like,
you go to the doctor. Sir, you're too healthy. You need to stop it.
They use it at,
oh, that's
at nuclear power plants now.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, it's a good side hustle. That's my hobby. It all looped around.
Here's your hobby.
It all looped around.
We can solve climate change with your nuclear piss.
I think mine's... cooking brings me great joy. Me and Maz talked the other day.
Oh, I love cooking.
Cooking a nice meal and, like, you know, it's a recipe that says it'll take, like, 40 minutes and then just taking, like, an hour and a half and, like, taking your time, cutting everything really... careful and nice, except onions.
Dude, I like, you've seen how much food I've been putting on my Instagram.
Screen. Yeah.
Like, I love.
Yeah.
I love cooking.
Me too. Oh, I got this. I moved out recently, finally on my own, and it was just like the best thing ever is getting to pick out your own pots and pans and, like,
yes,
the spices and having all your own stuff, knowing where it is. And then I realized, oh, this is where you get, like, old all of a sudden. And I'm, like, so pumped about the price of, like, asparagus. And, like, I'm like, yeah, asparagus season! Yo, Al's carrots.
2 for 1, let's go.
Sweet carrots? This is the best day ever. And it's, like, you know, right now my biggest goals in life are getting, like, a barbecue and, like, a potato masher. And a cheese grater. I need a cheese grater.
This is so cute. I love that, man. Like, that's really, really cute. Guys. I think, like, that, like, picking out pots, picking out pans, cooking is, like, so intimate. And I think, Laddie, you and I have talked about this, how, like, at VidCon, that was definitely one of the most intimate aspects about it. Like, we're just cooking with each other.
Yeah.
That was, like,
I love super, the domestic, like, everyone's just getting together for dinner and...
It's like
setting the table.
They say you need to spend, what is it? I was reading this thing. It was probably one of those like Daily Testicle type articles, but it's like you need to spend like 30 hours with someone to be like good friends, and like 50 to be great friends, and like 100 to be best, get close to being best friends in like a short period of time. But I'm like, I think you can shortcut that if you cook with somebody. It's just like a really, so it's a really quick, like, it's like a co-op game, but in real life.
You know, 100%, like, that literally, I remember getting closer to people I've never even met, like, when we were cooking the curry together. And also, you know what's funny, Laddie? Like, the domestic life, it, like, it, obviously, it's very, very good, but we also had, like, one of us, like, yell at the others, like, you guys did not clean your dishes, like, we had every element of the domestic
life.
Well,
that's what's part of it.
Yeah.
Yelling at everybody, part of it.
And when she was yelling at me, I felt closer to her than ever.
Yeah, I mean, he was telling me how much of a slob I was. I loved it.
Are you guys messy? Because, like, I
no,
am...
No, actually.
My room's usually... I got in a lucky position. So I do all the cooking. Allie hates cooking, but she loves cleaning. So this works out. But she refuses to ever clean my office because of how bad I get. And I was like, man, one day I'm going to move out with people and they're going to hate me because I am pretty bad. There's some days where I'm like, no, I need a full cleanse, and I clean a house like top to bottom. But that's like, it's too rare to be okay. I can't live on my own. It's like, it's so, yeah, I don't know. I'm just like, behind me, there's a dish with like egg yolk leak on it that's dry from yesterday.
Look, is that just in the office? Because like I'm presuming you lived with people at VidCon this year, right? Like literally, I'm assuming
I put my stuff away when I'm with like people I'm not as familiar with. But when I know it's my own space, I'm like, well, it's my space, and I call it the procedure of art. My mom's like, clean your room. I'm like, Mom, I'm an artiste. Let me express myself. But
starving artist.
No, when I'm at like an Airbnb, I mean, recently I was there with like, I was staying with like Circle Tunes and his girlfriend, Robin.
Robin's
and,
great.
And Adam and a bunch of people. And I mean, Robin was, she was also kind of just like, no, I like cleaning. And Allie was kind of helping out too. And then, but then she was also making us breakfast and stuff. Then I started feeling bad. So I'm like trying to clean things. I like put all the bottles together and then I'm like trying to find a bag and stuff. And then I walk to the bathroom to go pee. I come back, it's all done. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Tell me more. I literally didn't go to VidCon. I'm so sad. I want to live vicariously.
I'll rub it in your face. Oh. I'll do it. I swear to God.
I literally didn't even see photos. Like, I didn't see photos for anyone. So, I don't even...
We try not to post that many to make people feel bad.
I'm going to post a bunch.
The reason why I didn't post a bunch was because after the first day of VidCon, I got COVID. So I had to stay home while everyone was partying.
Yeah.
It was the worst time ever. And you can't understand. I had, like, the very first day I got tested positive for COVID, I had to stay home while my whole hotel room full of 7 people went out and had fun, right? And then I also had to deal with some personal drama with some family or whatever over the phone. And so I had that, and just all of this stuff was, like, combining to giving me the worst day ever.
Yeah.
And then it's like maybe midnight. Everyone comes home, and everyone's like, oh, my God, Laddie, you missed it. This happened, this happened, this happened. And I had enough of it. I was like, I am going to bed. Good night.
Yeah, but you should have been
sorry, Laddie. You had it way... way worse than me. Oh.
Just out of reach. He was just out of reach, bro.
Yeah, this year,
that sucks.
I mean, yeah, to be fair. They were telling me all these YouTubers I wanted to, like, meet for the first time. And blah, blah, blah. You know.
Well, you're in L.A. You now go meet them. Quickly.
Yeah, I'm going to know. Yeah, no, it's the second day, it was fine. I was also just really tired. But, like, after that, I was like, okay, now I want to live vicariously through everybody's stories. But it was just that first day that was like...
It was like everybody caught it. Like, there were so many people. Everybody around me and Allie got it. But we had it, like, 2 months earlier. So maybe we were still in that, like, immunity phase. But, like...
Maybe,
Testing ourselves, like... We tested ourselves twice. And then it was just like... It was a lot of stress. And lots of our panels were, like, dwindling. Like, 2D McNudie was on... pretty much all of my panels, and then she got sick the first day too, and I was like, oh dear.
Mm-hmm. Jaden too.
Jaden got sick like COVID before con. It even happened. Literally COVID con.
Yeah,
but Laddie, at least you got to experience a giant pool that was basically a hot tub.
Remember?
Wait, what?
Okay, I was gonna tell it. So Moz, we had this Airbnb that had a pool in the backyard, and it was nice and cool, but one night we wanted to, like, heat up the hot tub. And so there were directions to do that. We heated it up. It was good. And then the next day, I was like, well, let's heat up the hot tub again, like, for the nighttime when we come back. And I'll, like, set the timer. Well, apparently when the power goes out there, they had a little sign that I didn't read till later. The timer gets broken. So I accidentally set it on to be on for, like, 40 hours instead of, like, two. And so I also accidentally hit the heat pool button. And then it stayed on the entire night. So we go in the next day. It's the hottest day the whole week and a half we're there or whatever. And the pool was reading 104 Fahrenheit, which is what, 40-something? Or 40?
That's so funny.
Yeah. And so, and then we had invited everybody over for a pool party the next day. And it was just like, oh, God, I made soup. I made soup. Everybody have some soup. And so
you made YouTuber soup.
Yeah. So the whole day we were trying to, like, let it cool off. I was, like, sticking the hose in it, trying to cool it off. But to cool that down, you would need like actually 400 pounds of ice. So
I
just gave up. We kind of had, like, if you dove under, all the heat rises to the top. You just kind of go to the bottom of the pool and sit there for a bit. You'd cool off, or, like, jump in, get wet, and get out and hope the breeze hits you. But then
when we arrived, Ginger Pal was like, I'm so sorry the pool was hot, warm. I'm like, dude, I love bath water pool. It's perfect.
But it was warmer than, like, lukewarm. It was
warm. But it kind of felt good, though. I kind of, like, it was why I stayed in the pool the whole time.
Tabs went in her jeans.
She went in her jeans.
She's a psychopath. So I was like, here, take some shorts. And now Tabs still has my shorts.
I have your shorts, baby. I have them now.
He has them now, yeah.
Next time I see you, I'll be too fat to fit them.
Everybody was there. Tabs was there. Like, what about, like, who did you guys stay with, Laddie Rush? Like, you guys stay with, like, the...
We had, like, a six-person Airbnb, and we fit, like, Alice, Tabs, me, Laddie, Nunu, JJ, Zayd. We convinced Zayd to come to America. We're like, hey, you come to America? I was like, no. He's like, you're coming to America. I was like, okay. And his first time in America. He tried nothing but chicken the whole trip. He had a tier list about chicken.
A fried chicken.
Yeah.
That is horrendous. That is
horrendous. The one that won was a food truck at VidCon. It was this one, they knew him by name every time he went up to it. It was S tier.
He loved the food truck.
Oh, dear.
Okay, listen, man. When you go to America, you gotta try Hispanic cuisine. It's like, that's one of the things that you don't get anywhere else. Like, that's one of the things I always try.
No, bro, he just wanted chicken.
Chicken.
You know what? Fair enough. A man on a mission. I like it. So wait, why are they all in Laddie's apartment now? Why?
It's just like a whole thing. We're just kind of Airbnb. So me, Nunu, and JJ wanted to, like, do this thing where we wanted to stay in California for, like, the whole summer. So we did that, right? And then Alice was like, hey, I want to go to VidCon and hang out with y'all. I'll need a place to stay. And we were like, oh, okay, cool. So Alice started staying with us too. And then when we went to Anaheim for VidCon, that's when we did the whole hotel thing. And then, like, before Anaheim or whatever, I hit up Tabs. I'm like, hey, Tabs, you going to VidCon? She's like, no, I didn't know VidCon was happening. I'll be over there, like, tomorrow. And we're like, huh?
They're flying out of there. I was like, no, wait, can we prepare? What are you gonna say? He's like, I don't know.
She's been helping pay for the, you know, Airbnbs and stuff. So it's like, yeah. So we're all just kind of here now.
It's the same thing. Like, literally, like, I just got a message. They're like, yeah, Tabs is coming to Australia now. We're like, what?
She decided.
Okay. She's traveling and doing her thing.
Yeah, it's been really fun, though. We've been having a good time. I've gotten so accustomed to the house full of, like, 5-6 people. When everyone leaves later,
it'll feel
like,
empty.
It'll feel so empty.
You're gonna miss it.
I am. I love the chaos.
It's so funny. Because, like, okay, listen. I remember, literally 5 years ago now, like 5-6 years ago, we were all in our own little tiny-ass computers going like, oh my god, it'll be so much fun to, like, live near each other and visit each other. Mm-hmm. And now it's, like, a thing, and I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it because I realized the only one it inconveniences is me. Because now that everybody in America actually is living together, no one goes on voice chats anymore.
Yeah.
And I literally messaged Rush. I was like, hey, man, like, no one goes on voice chats anymore. Like, I miss you guys. And then they're like, oh, we just meet each other in real life. I'm like, fuck you, man. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I get really sad.
Everyone goes to bed early now.
I'll join a voice chat.
Yeah, hit me up.
Rush, the other thing is, like, Rush said everyone goes to bed early now, so, like, the time zones don't work anymore.
It's because California time zone is way earlier than what I used to do. So I don't stay up as late.
No. It's fine, whatever. I guess I'll just be depressed.
Isn't it an hour difference?
Yeah, I was gonna say there's not that much difference.
Two-hour difference. Hold it.
Wait, what? That's it? I thought you guys were mountain time in
I was New Mexico. For a while, but then I moved to Texas, and then I moved here.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I see.
That's so funny.
I mean, Moz, I'm in the same boat. Nobody lives here. But, I mean, I can fly a lot more conveniently down there.
I know. It literally, it's like a 20, like, even on a weekend, like, even a long weekend, it takes a day and a half to travel and then a day and a half back.
And it's like, I'll come there, hang out for a day, and then I gotta go home.
Woo!
That's crazy!
But, yeah, still got a thing, another thing with that pool. You know, it's not last time I was on this, my knee got all locked up for some reason. Then eventually I fell out of my chair and it fixed it. But I feel like I gotta tell another one. So this stupid pool, this thing where you heat it up, I was trying to, like, fix it at night because I was like, oh shit, I left it on again. So I walk out there and I'd had a couple beers, so I'm, like, trying to fiddle around and figure it out. And so I just, like, reach behind to, like, get a grab and, like, feel around for stuff. Accidentally touched the exposed wires on the back.
Oh.
And I got stuck. Oh. It was like pulsing through my hand, and I'm like, and I, like, can't let go, and I'm like, nobody's around, oh god, everybody's in bed, and finally I, like, try to use my other hand to peel it off, then it's going through, like, both hands, and I'm, like, peeling my fingers off, and then eventually I let go, and I just had, like, this terrible, anxious feeling after. So then, Airbnb, I give a 3.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Three out of...
Ever since then, it's just been a little bout of bad luck. It was, and then I was telling you guys before this, I'll circle around. It's I had a lot of these involve beer. I'm seeing a problem. But I had an open bottle, and we had just gotten home, and I had apparently not poured it out, and I didn't see it. And then I got up to go pee, and my headset wire got caught on the beer bottle and fell and smashed on the top of my tower, my desktop tower. And so... It's just shattered glass everywhere and beer running through my computer. And I was in the middle of a TFT game.
No!
And I was like,
your rank!
I'm like, oh, there's 5 seconds left in the round. I'm trying to play that. And then I'm like, and then I should probably unplug my computer. And there's glass everywhere and I'm bleeding. Oh, no.
And there is a round real quick before...
And then my computer just, like, makes a little funny noise and then zaps out and it won't ever turn back on. So I tried to salvage some pieces, but then... You know, everything updates. They change the size of processors. They do all that. So I built a new computer.
And then did you lose any files or anything?
Oh, yeah. No, I was, like, thinking about... I probably have, like, 6.5 finished minutes of animation just between, like, a couple different videos that I dabbled in. And, like, a short that was, like, pretty much done and ready to be uploaded. So I lost those.
I would have cried.
Yeah,
I would have cried
if I was very upset. But, whatever. You know, you got a computer upgrade. You can try to justify it. The only bad part is the other one probably had, like, 3 more years of life in it. and all my files.
No.
But yeah, it's okay. Then my phone broke and I had to get a new one, so it was a bit of a bad.
Was
it
alcohol involved with that one too, or?
No, that one
was like $5,000.
No, phones aren't $5,000. That was just like a conglomerate of like moving in. It's like we need to like an AC unit because it's too hot to do anything. And then my phone broke and it was like, okay, better upgrade phone, upgrade computer. Thank God computer price or parts are like down now a little bit because of all the, I don't know why. I feel like it has something to do with crypto being like banned in China or whatever, but I'm not going to get into that. But it's just like we move, so there's like constant fees for everything, and I'm like, I can't just spend willy-nilly. I'm running dry.
No,
yeah. I'm running dry.
I don't know. Overall, it's been good. I'm really happy that like VidCon was able to happen.
Any like crazy moment with VidCon?
Wait. I heard that VidCon's ending. is that true?
It's not maybe.
Not true. I mean, not sure.
Okay.
It was so tiny this year. It was nothing to do. There was nothing to do.
Compared to 20, like, I think we got lucky going to literally the best one, like, before COVID.
2019 was the best VidCon, hands down.
I still...
Hell yeah.
I still think it's, like, a lot of fun, but it was a little weirder this year. It was just kind of, like, it was still good for, I think a lot of feature creators were able to have, like, fun and stuff. But it was a lot more like TikTokers, and I don't mean this in any bad way, and this could be biased, but it's just like, I don't think people can form as personal of a connection to somebody making such short form content compared to like a full YouTube video. So then their meetups, we had our meetups, and it was like nice to meet people, but then I looked at like some of the lines, and it was like, there were like 10 people who are like, okay, I like am a huge fan of this guy because he makes great TikToks. It's just different from like somebody making 10 minute videos where they talk a lot more about themselves and you get more personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then it was the actual hall was much smaller, and I understand why they would have had to like downsize a bit.
People pulled out before they were too scared.
Well, and like the size of it was supposed to be limited. It was like something to do with like during whenever VidCon was being planned, they were like reduced capacity or something like that. And then Anime Expo, like, 2 weeks later or 1 week later, was like, full capacity, full-blown, everybody go. And I saw pictures, and it was, like, crowds.
Oh, my God.
No one can move.
Yeah, exactly.
Anime Expo's scary.
Yeah. I really wanted to go, but I'd had my fill of L.A. and was going home. But then there's also a problem with, like, Canadian Air. Sorry, I'm jumping around a ton. There's a problem with Canadian Airlines right now, and there's just, like, they're, like, understaffed like crazy. And so many flights have been canceled. So me and Allie are waiting at the airport, and we're like sitting there, and then they're like, okay, it's delayed by 30 minutes. I'm like, that's not bad. And then we get on the plane, sit there for an hour on the tarmac, and then they deplane us because they're like, yeah, some hydraulic thing is broken. And I'm like, that sounds serious. I don't want to fly in that. That's fine. So they take us off the plane. We wait another 5 hours. I'm like, oh, we'll get another plane or something. No, they just cancel it. And they were, like, giving us vouchers every, like, 2 hours for, like, $10 of food. And to buy, like, one sandwich is, like, $20 there. And I'm like, okay. And then, so we ended up just, like, waiting in line for another 2 hours just to get, like, a hotel room. And then we were like, you know what, screw this. We found flights to Vegas for, like, $50. So we went there instead.
Yeah.
Woo!
We made, like...
Vegas, baby!
Vegas!
Vegas! But that was, yeah, we... You were about to ask if we lost.
You lost a lot of money.
We had a limit, whatever, and we stayed within it for the first couple days. and then we were a little down bad. But then on the we literally had like, you know, we were down to like $100, and we were like, okay, well, we checked out of our hotel. We have all our bags with us. We're waiting like, you know, we have like 30-40 minutes till we should go to the airport. So I'm like, let's play it. And she's like, that's our last 100. Like, then we're coming up with nothing.
I did the same thing.
And so I was like, we play it down. We're doing, like, the minimum bets just to, like, play our time for fun. And then it gets down to the last we get $20. And the max on this machine is $10. So I was like, let's just do 2 max spins just for fun. And so we do the first one. Nothing pops up. We do the second one. Nothing. And, you know, the way the reels work on, like, those machines is they have 5. Nothing lined up in the first 2. So you're like, okay, I'm going to lose. But then it hits, like, bonus, bonus, bonus. And the machine pops off and brings us out of the hole. Or, like, actually, we still left down. But, like, It gave us like just enough to be like, we're going home happy. We're going home happy. This is great.
What? You got a happy ending. This is bullshit. Yay!
We're only down a little. We can go home and it's fine.
Heck yeah.
That did not happen for me in Vegas. I was like, Lad, you stay here. You do your meeting. I'm going to go I'm going to go play. I come back five minutes later.
Did you use her money?
No, it was my money.
We both earned it by playing.
It was all my money.
It was not true.
It was we won. We had $100 minimum I was going to spend, and I basically spent it all on one big old blackjack hand. I lost it all, and I come back 5 minutes later. It's like
what, that was quick. What happened? I'm like, I lost all our money.
It's like, what?
That's rough.
I had $100 I wanted to spend, and I did it. I'm happy.
Oh, God.
I was happy.
In one hand? Oh, no.
One hand, baby.
Woo!
Dude, VidCon this year, kind of cool, because I had my first ever panel, like an official panel, other than the one in New York where it's just like you talk. This is like a game show panel.
Yeah. Wait, who are you with?
I was, It was Cartoon Punch.
Yeah, with James and everyone.
Yeah.
There's
this video. Did you see the video about
how did that go?
Oh, dude. We basically won until we were winning. We were up. We got all our friends like front row seats and stuff. It was great. We were basically winning. My team, our team, Circle Toons, Rebecca's, and Adam's team. We were a team. And we were winning like all the rounds. There'd be like challenges like getting pied or like blindfolded. Or like one stroke, like stuff like that, and the crowd kept voting for us. And then at the end, they did like the all or nothing thing, which is just fun for games stuff. For like the, you know how it is, to keep the interest on audience. We lost.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeresh.
Good.
Good. No.
Check out this video though. Rebecca got pied, and I got a little bit on my sleeve, and it was the worst day ever.
Oh yeah, it was so aggressive.
Oh yeah, this was like crazy. We told her to throw the pie and she threw it good, but she kind of had like follow through on her hand. And don't get me wrong, it made a very funny scene and she shouldn't feel bad, but dude, it hit her hard enough that it made her lip bleed a little.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, her lip bleeding was after.
Yeah, no. It was just like a little swollen.
Poor Rebecca. This is like is the second time that Rebecca got pied. Yeah, she got pied at VidCon US.
Yeah, and it was all over her nice clothes. She took her nice jacket off at least, so that's good.
Yeah.
Sure. All our friends in the front row. Two of them got pied. I think Christian and Rebecca. I was about to go get pied, and they're like, no, let's not pie him. And all my friends went, boo, pie him, boo.
Yeah, I wanted him to be pied. It was just what I came here to see.
That was the other thing, was VidCon was a little underprepared for some things. Like, their panel, they had, like, they weren't able to get cameras set up for them to hook up to, like, the big screens on the side, which is, like, you know, pretty ideal when you're drawing on a little whiteboard and there's, I don't know how many people, like, 200, 400 people in that room. There was a lot of people in that room.
Yeah, there was a lot of people.
And it was just like somebody sitting at the back who waited, an hour and a half, 2 hours to come into this event. They couldn't see. And if they'd put it on the screens, they would have been able to. So it's a little rough.
That sucks.
We had another panel, me and Circle Toons and Adam. Escaping me. Animator versus animation.
Alan Becker.
Alan Becker. Great guy. And then we were supposed to do like painting with sponges on our elbows so that we could like draw and have like big strokes that people could see and stuff. Well, there's two little oversights. One, they have a black stage that the sun is absolutely beaming down onto, and we are sweaty and hot. And that's like not that bad. They can't control that. It's an outdoor stage. But it was hot. It was like they should have maybe put a little bit of shade over the like audience area, because everybody was hiding off to the side under like the few umbrellas. And then the other thing was, they just said, no, we can't do paint. Sorry, we don't have, like, a cleanup for this. There's cords everywhere. And it's like, why did you tell us we're doing this? And then we're, like, preparing. Then we just had zero show to do. So we were, like, quickly brainstorming what to do. So we ended up sticking the markers, like, in the, like, what is that? The weenus is on the back.
Armpit? Yeah. The armpit of the weenus?
The vagina.
No one
yanked. Can I say that here?
That's about right. That's about
so
right.
So we put it in there, and then, you know, we're trying to draw like that, and then it's like when you're doing that, you're kind of in front of it and stuff, but it still ended up pretty fun. So then we had like people coming up and guessing and giving us prompts. So it was fun, last minute plan it, and it was just it was a little weird. I still love what they do for us. It's nice.
No, I get you. I think it's like it's more so a central event in which we can all go to. Like, look, I'm gonna be honest. VidCon is fun. Even 2019 was really good. But most of the time, we all go to meet each other. Like,
yeah,
friends.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, parties, like, friends.
Like, I don't think anybody's going like, yeah, VidCon. Let's go. No. It's just VidCon. Yeah. You know.
Well, I like walking through the hall, but it's just like. You kind of only get one opportunity. They don't always let you just like walk through. I just kind of snuck out and did it. But the one thing I am really excited about is like the meetups. Everybody's just lovely and nice. And it's like you don't have to do any planning. You just have to like hang out.
I know, but like I heard and I saw videos on TikTok and YouTube. Because it was ran by TikTok, they gave TikTokers meetups. And exactly as you said, TikTokers are just not built to build this, like, fan relationship. And they were empty in these videos, dude. Yeah. Like,
so they set up our whole group was 2-hour meetups. And
yes.
So we all walk out there, and I look down the line, and after about 15, 20 minutes, there was no one else there. And I was like, it was a 2-hour meetup. What happened? Like they lottery off these sections. So there had to be people who like, you know, hey, you get to meet this person. And then they just didn't go because they're like, oh, that's a TikToker. Like maybe I've seen his videos, but I just don't, it's harder. I wonder how they would even fix that. Like how TikTokers can garner more of like a personal fan base.
Just make longer TikToks.
Yeah, I guess. Or, like, be very interactive. But the thing is, lots of their gimmicks, like, you know, if you have a magician TikToker who does, like, video editing and, like, magic tricks, it's hard to, like, break character and then just, like, hey, today I'm just, like, doing a Q&A or, like, stitch this video and I'll respond to you. Like, I guess that's what you could kind of do, but it's tricky.
Yeah. And I hate to hear that because, like, that, like, the TikTokers didn't have a whole meet and greet because... They prioritized the meet and greets for TikTokers this year since TikTok was the main sponsor for it.
Yeah.
But as a result of that, some YouTubers didn't get meet and greets.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Illy didn't get a meet and greet. And I'm like, so many people would have been in line to meet Illy.
Okay. Well,
mm-hmm. But instead, they gave it reserved to the TikTokers who nobody wanted to meet. Okay. And I'm like, well, cool. Kind of saw that happening.
They should have. Yeah. Why did they give me one? They should give Illy one. Illy's got so, there's so many people there, like, walk around with Illy stuff on. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like just everybody should have gotten one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, it's like there's so much time on, like, a bunch of the days. And then all my events were also put back to back to back on the last day. And then the last day, like, after our event, like, right at 6 p.m. or whatever, they shut us down and like we still were answering questions and they were like, no, the hall's now closed. Everybody get out. And then people are disassembling it as people coming to VidCon are still there. And I'm like, it was weird.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's not something I want to see go downhill. It's like a lot of fun and I think there's always a lot of potential for it. It's just this year was a little not odd. A good year. Yeah.
Maybe next year if they do it, dude, they go all full force because this year was tiny, baby. Even all like the feature creator stuff, all the feature creators stayed at the hotel because that's where everything was. There was nothing at the convention itself, like upstairs or anything. It's just like, that's it.
We'll just start having to go to TwitchCon.
Oh, yeah.
Creators can walk around there.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean?
Oh, well, we'll need another place to meet up. So we'll start having to go to TwitchCon.
That's so funny. Like, I didn't even consider TwitchCon as like something.
It'd be fun.
I just didn't. Yeah, that would be fun.
And like,
is that Florida?
No, it's in San Francisco or
LA. I was gonna say if it wasn't Florida, bro, I'm not going.
Florida man.
We went to Orlando. I always thought Disneyland was better than Disney World. No, Disney World's crazy. It's just
Disney World's the best.
Yeah, it's good.
Is that the one in Florida?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's there's. Oh. Yeah, I know. But it's just like, I don't know, I stay... It's because they have so many parks. They have, like, Disney or Magical Kingdom, the Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, Epcot, and then there's, like, maybe one or two more. But they have all these different kingdoms to go to and check out. And so there's tons of rides, but they're, again, you do have to, like, bus around and stuff.
There's, because it, Disneyland was an experiment, it was just, like, the first thing. But Disney World, they bought all this swamp land and drained it, basically, because it was cheap. And they're like, we know how to build something here. California has too much land expense. So the Florida was, like, swamp land. It's like, yeah, buy it. Fuck it. And so they have so much they can work with now.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Damn, man. And it is kind of funny that you walk around and it's like, I remember I was driving from the airport, or no, not driving from the airport. I was on a tram that goes from one piece of the airport to the next, and it's like between terminals. And I'm looking out the tram window, and there's actually just a little swamp. And somebody's like, "There's a crocodile!" And sure enough, in this little swamp right off the highway, right next to like the airplane's landing, there's just a crocodile. And I'm like,
"He's chilling.
He's just chilling." They're scary.
They're so adorable. They're Adam White's favorite animal. He loves them so much. He loves to kiss them.
Uh-huh.
The nice haired animal, he hates them. Hates them more than the rock.
Yeah. Living in Canada, it's like the most scary things we have. I mean, like bears, yeah, but you don't run into them that often. Or like a moose. The only scary thing about them is you kind of, you know, if you're about to hit a deer with your car, you're supposed to like speed up, you know, you can kind of get away.
Fling over.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you're supposed to speed up when you see a deer.
It's because they'll roll over rather than like smashing into the windshield. And it'll also like, you know, kill them.
Yeah, if you squirt out the way and hit a tree, you die.
Yeah, you also like would make them suffer if you hit them kind of like slower and like just break their legs. But then a moose, you're like, at all costs, it's better to go into a tree. Like, you want to like go into the ditch. You want to go anywhere else.
You know what's so funny you say that? So in Nier Automata, like in the first level, like this is not a spoiler. It's like a 6-year-old game. It's also not even a spoiler. You fight a robot. Like, you fight robots. And so you're fighting all these robots in the first level. In the second level, you go outside and there was one moose. And I was like, oh, I've been killing robots the entire first level. It'll be fine. I start shooting the moose. I die in two hits. Like, yeah. I got killed by a moose. I'm like, damn.
They weigh like a ton, dude. It's like, but the problem is yeah, if you hit them, and especially you're in a car rather than a truck, they'll like perfectly, you'll knock them over. They'll perfectly land onto the windshield, like crushing you. So that's like the scariest thing is just like, you know, don't hit wildlife with your car, or like maybe have bear mace, or like know how to play dead or run away. But and then our insects are like pathetic. We have like nothing scary. Maybe there's like some black widows, but those, you know, they just kind of make like a kid sick. And then
Australia has some good insects.
Yeah, I go down to even LA and I'm like, oh my God, why are the bugs so big? And then I see videos of Australia and there's people like, you know, there's a point where spiders are too big, and like if I'm feeling like a squish, like a huge squish, and like lots of fluid is coming, that's scary. I don't even want to approach that. And I'm like, I can see its fangs. Those are big. Those are like human teeth in that spider's mouth. Mm-hmm. That scares me.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, that's Australia.
And box jellies. You know. Oh my God. I'm scared of the ocean.
Box jelly. Oh, jellyfish?
Yeah, isn't it a box jellyfish? It's like the most
venomous. Oh, box jellyfish.
It's the most venomous thing on the planet.
Is it in Australia?
Yeah. They're like,
I'm so excited.
I mean, they're in lots of waters.
Yeah. I can't wait for you to visit.
This is really selling Australia for me.
And have you seen kangaroos? More now. Have you seen the pectorals on kangaroos?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
I've
never seen a video, and it was like a kangaroo came up like really aggressive, so the guy just like rocked it in the face, and I'm like, that's bad, but it's just kind of funny.
The kangaroo's like, what the fuck?
That happens all the time.
What, people just rock kangaroos?
Like, you'll be surprised how many videos there are of people fighting kangaroos. Like, there's too many.
Send videos. But yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
go ahead.
I recently fed kangaroos. They're really nice.
Oh, wallabies.
Are they like deer? Like same temperament? They kind of want their own space, but they just kind of wander around and eat grass and berry.
Yeah, basically, like it's Australian deer, really.
Okay.
Australian deer is just kangaroo. And that's not technically wrong.
Do you guys have squirrels?
No.
You don't have squirrels, really?
No, that's what when I saw a squirrel in America, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. What is that?
That's a drop bear.
Interesting. That's so weird because it's like they're so common here.
I remember when you go to like, whenever I go anywhere, I'm like, what is that? I can tell it's probably a mammal, but what is that? It's like, that's a capybara. I'm like, that's not real. That's not a real thing. Or like, man sugar babies. I'm like, where do you live in the wild that you survive? You look like anything would eat you.
That's so funny.
Like hamsters?
Yeah, literally hamsters. Said, I'm like, what is your purpose on the planet?
You find too many.
Yeah.
You're under arrest, laddie.
Wait, can you hear me?
Yes. Wee.
Let's see. I have like other things. What's going to happen? VidCon. We threw a party this year. That was pretty cool. It was the Rushland Bear Party, but mostly JJ and Ironbat helped me with it. And everyone just came to the House of Blues and we ate food and bullshit. It was great.
I was going to ask how that turned out. Yeah. We didn't go because we were waiting on our tests.
Yeah.
And then we were like,
Adam showed
late.
Up though, and I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he was at dinner with us, and he's like, I'm going to go check this out. Rush set this whole thing up. I feel bad for not going. I'm like, me too, but I'm also about to pass out at this table.
Yeah, it was so fun and stressful and fun. Like, putting together is always stressful. It's like, we had to like, all right, Moz, so this is like a $6,000 venue, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And Iron Bat's mom knows some connections, and he helped set it up to get it for cheaper, like $2,800. Way cheaper. And we got a good deal on it. And
like, when you say venue, is that like a hotel? Like a
it's the House of Blues. It's like a really famous place with like concerts and stuff. And we got the restaurant part where it's like off section area where they wall it off, and we only our people can like go in there.
Wow. Okay.
And you just say, he's like, I'm here for the animator party, and they just get escorted. We lied about like who we were. We're like, yeah, wait, we're some network and stuff. We're a business. And it's like, oh yeah, it's like, these are creators. It's like, we were having a party, but it was just a lie. It was just like a place to hang out. And everyone just pitched
but, like,
in.
You guys are businesses.
Yeah, business of Google.
The Rush Lay Invader LLC.
Rush just sent this little compilation of YouTube clips in the chat.
And at, oh, the, I
end,
did.
At the end, there's hashtag bring Big Daddy sponsor YouTube back.
Yeah. Henry made this.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Dragon Ball Pooper?
No. Shut up, you. I am business. Have you seen this? But no, it was really great, really fun. I was scared that everyone was going to get COVID. I feel bad for people that couldn't make it, laddie.
Oh my god, you had beach day!
Yay. Beach day, yeah. Baby!
Henry
is a beautiful boy. Put this all together.
Yeah, Henry made like a really nice video.
Oh, beach day. I forgot about beach
day. I'm glad
day.
I got to go to beach day, at least, you know. That was before beach
Dude,
time.
Who are these people? I don't even recognize half of these people.
Who are these people? Yeah, it'd be like that.
Yeah.
We meet new people That's... every year.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to forget them all.
I'm at the beach.
Oh, Andrew.
Aww, a lot of people, because like there was that whole 2-year gap, 3-year gap in between like seeing everybody. I remember like there were some like younger like kids from like, I remember they were like little in 2019.
They're all taller.
And then like, yep. Now they're like tall, like different
Brody's
looking.
Huge.
Like,
yeah, have you seen
Brody?
Brody's
totally
a huge
different
boy.
Brody's
tall.
Met him in 2019.
He's the one person that lives like kind of close to me. Like within my province, and like, he's like a big farm boy. He's just huge. But or even Haminations, like Bryson, he's pretty tall too, and he used to be like a little guy. But then he hit his late growth spurt at like 21.
Yeah. Damn it!
Yeah.
Damn it! I wanna go.
When's my turn? Do I get one at 25?
No. Listen, I'm 6 feet, man. I don't need any more. I'm done.
I'm happy at 5'9".
I'm happy where.
Me too. Let's go.
It's the ideal
sought after height. I think I'm okay at. I'm happy at 6'4". I mean, I wanted to get a little taller, but you know, I guess it is what it is.
You're 6'3". Shut up.
I'm gonna get that like femur shortening surgery.
Oh
yeah.
I'm tired of being so tall.
Oh man, it's such a curse.
That's an absolute curse and a gift.
You know what?
What else happened in my life recently? Oh, I got recognized in a museum yesterday. I was not even wearing my yellow beanie. It was the pink one.
Yo,
my first time out of con.
Wait, you actually got recognized out, like, not
outside
in a...
Outside of VidCon.
Yeah, you... and not in my outfit normally. They just come up, he's like...
Is your face even posted many places?
Yeah. I have a second channel. I post my webcam.
Oh, yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, fair.
Wait, how, like, who was it? How was it? Like, tell us. Are you serious? Like, expand it out. Are you serious right now?
We're looking at this cool, like, naked woman. We're like, oh, that's some good art right
it's
there.
A
like,
okay,
museum.
Never mind. Don't tell me anymore. Oh, okay.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
Girl's like, are you a YouTuber? And I'm like, I'm smiling because I'm like, oh, this is the moment. Yes, I am. And they're like, Rush Lane Vader? I'm like, yes, yeah, I am. And we're like, oh my God. And I'm like, ah. It's like, this is Lottie, by the way. She takes off her mask and she's like, oh my God, Lottie. And I'm like, yeah.
That's crazy. I feel like that's only so happened outside of cons like two or three times. But one time was at Lollapalooza. I'm like at a music festival nowhere near my home.
Yeah,
and it was just like,
what the heck?
And like, you know, it's a lot of like older teens and adults there. But then this one girl comes up and she's, I don't know, probably 13, 14. And she's just like, hey, Devin. And I'm like, what?
Wait, how do you know me?
How do you even know my first name? And then she comes up and she was really nice. And then one time, and then it happened two times in Edmonton. One time I was just like shopping and the cashier recognized.
Oh.
And then
that's so cool.
Another was at a barcade, like a arcade bar thing, like a round one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice.
I love it. This is a great feeling just to be recognized. It's like, oh!
There's people. Wow. Whenever you materialize people that actually, like, watch things, it's like, oh my God, those are people.
You're not a number.
You're not a number.
You're a real. You're not a number.
Oh, no. I thought you looked like a two.
You're not a walking number nine.
But yeah. It's very nice. If you ever see any of us, come say hi.
100%. Please.
We all want to kiss right on the mouth.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
All the time. Oh, what? You don't?
It'll get us in trouble.
Oh.
We can't.
Never mind. Don't kiss me.
That should be much it, right? We're good?
All right.
Yeah.
All righty. Alrighty, with that being said, let's wrap it up. Thank you so much for coming
on. Kiss me
on
the mouth,
Pale.
Anyways.
Yeah. That's it. We just stopped making it. That's it. That's the end of the podcast.
Well, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Let's do this again
soon.
No,
it was honestly such a good catch up.
Wait, Ginger Pale actually kissed me multiple times, by the way.
Yeah, deserved.
Alright, and with that, log it off now.